comedy is probably one of the most frustrating things to do, really, because, you know, there's so much pressure to be funny. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize it. They think, you know, it's just natural and it happens. But it's a constant process of writing and then practicing before you go on stage and perfecting your stage persona. And, you know, you have a bad set one night and then you just go home and just start writing on, why did I screw up? Where did I mess up at? How can I do that joke better? And then you go back and do it again and hope it works out the next time.
Alexander, you posted on Facebook, you grew up watching Robin Williams in a lot of movies, Hook, Mrs. Doubtfire, Jumanji. How did they affect you as a child?
I think the one movie that stood out to me in my childhood was Hook, because I really would pretend like I was Peter Pan and run through my house and crow like a rooster. Every movie he was in, I think, really affected me and my outlook on humor. All my material is kind of off the wall and random. I think that's one thing I did pick up from Robin Williams' style, just being eccentric and being very energetic and flamboyant with all your material, especially like Mrs. Doubtfire.
This hollandaise smells like burnt rubber. God, it's hot in here.
Ah! Ah! Ow! Look at this. My first day as a woman, I'm getting hot flashes.
How great and how much he dedicated to becoming an older woman. He really, you could tell, put in a lot of effort and soul just into becoming this old nanny. And I think that's what made the movie so special, is that you could really tell he was giving it his all in his performance.
You also say comedy isn't all just laughs and giggles, that sometimes it's very painful and difficult. Can you explain that?
You know, you harness pain and sadness because that's where it comes from, that real raw emotion that, you know, you go on stage and you, these little jokes, that the reason you write them is to make yourself feel better about all the stuff that goes on in your personal life.
Have you ever had some painful experiences in your own life where you found the best way to deal with them was by making a joke?
You know, when I was younger, my mom was in a terrible car accident. It actually almost killed her. And we spent a long amount of time, like as a child, like living in a hospital room. And, I remember a couple of years back, I wrote a joke about a car accident. Now, I never exactly got into specifics, but a lot of the experiences I had from that moment, I wrote into the whole story and the joke. And do that material on stage and have somebody laugh, I think it helps out to have people laugh with us as we try to laugh at our struggles through life. And the best comics, like look at Richard Pryor, George Carlin, and even Robin Williams, very funny, silly men, but they also had a lot of pain in their life. And I think that's what made them more real. You know, that's what made their jokes hit close to home, because people could really sympathize with them. When they laughed about their pain, it made them feel a little better too.
In the wake of losing such a talented individual, how do we keep the laughter going?
Staying positive about the world around you, staying positive about your comedy, about every aspect of your life. Also having a good support group, healthy relationships, and doing better. In North Carolina, there is a lot of comics kind of looking out for each other, and I think that's extremely important.